We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.
What's in worse shape? The Saints offensive line or Drake's reputation? Thomas, hit that intro.
No idea what that means.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards? American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marquez Callaway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made. Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Budrich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. I'm Ralph Marlboro. I'm joined by Dave and Andrew, Thomas running the show in Poland. Kevin's off on a date or who knows what. Thanks, everybody, for watching us on the live stream. I see Jerry, Budrich, your boy Alan, Noel Afredo, Aldi Mourinho, plus a bunch of other ones. People that are coming in real unclemency. Sorry, butchered that. But thanks, everybody. for everybody joining. Reading comprehension and pronunciation is not my strong suit, Thomas.
Jesus.
That's what we got you for.
His name is Eric.
On tonight's show, we're going to talk about Andres Pete finally being off of our TVs and is the Saints offensive line better because Andres Pete is gone, plus your questions, trivia, and a whole bunch of other stuff. But before we start, remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. And I got to mention about our MVP contest. If we reach $100 in donations tonight, the MVP will choose which mini bar bottle from my gigantic mini bar booze collection I'm going to poison myself with. I want to thank Jan and I want to thank Nikolai. Nikolai sent me this. It's Amara Montenegro. It doesn't even say what kind of booze it is. It looks disgusting.
It's from Montenegro.
What's the percentage?
We need a percentage, man. Come on.
45 alcohol by volume.
Montenegro.
23%. I read that wrong. Amaro Montenegro.
It's from the Balkans.
And then this, Dr. McGillicuddy's Cherry, which I'm excited about. That could
what
be amazing.
What percentage is that?
That's like 20%. It's nothing.
Amaro Montenegro is an Italian Amaro, which is like an after dinner drink.
Really?
Fredo says that it's a traditional Amaro distilled in Bologna, Italy, and it's made from a secret blend of 40 botanicals, including vanilla, orange peels, and eucalyptus.
I wonder why it's called Montenegro.
That's horrible. Consider, guys, donating
that sounds
by stream.
Pretty tasty.
By Stream Elements, type in !! Donate in the chat and click on the link that appears. Twitch takes 50%. You do not even use bits. Spend less money this way, and it's easier to get me drunk. It's a win-win. Even Andrew's dad Even Andrew can do it. Andrew's dad does it all the time. Last week we had $400. It was amazing. I got plastered and had to go to a conference hungover. It was delightful.
Magical show. Magical behind the scenes.
Put it in the vault, Thomas. Send it to the podcast of the year so we can get that three-peat.
Yeah, judge is going to love it when you are drunk, you know.
So
when you drink.
The next MVP prize we have, because we gave away the Deuce McAllister jersey signed. Thank you, Vince. We gave it away to Who Dat Golfer. The MVP board, as you can see, is blank, Andrew. But the next MVP prize is our best. The MVP winners from every week will get entered into a drawing, and they get the privilege or the penalty of going to a Saints home game with me. That's right. You, me, in Section 41, watching DA and Derek Carr ruin lives.
Wouldn't that be a punishment?
Yeah, this doesn't make sense.
We're never going to get a donation again.
This is bass ackwards.
People might want to spend time with me. You don't know. I mean, my wife doesn't like to spend time with me.
My wife.
But the listeners might.
My wife.
And remember, text to speech donations, the best $20 you can spend on the internet. Thomas, do we have an MVP leader?
Yes, sir, we do. Last week, Wildfredo won for the first time during the magical show that we had. And tonight, Real Uncle Mitty, thanks for 31 straight weeks of support, subscribed, and he's in the lead with 5 buckaroos.
So I'm drinking Hard Hide Strawberry Whiskey and Strawberry Lemonade. They're not a sponsor, but they'll be a sponsor maybe when football season starts. We love you. Come back, John. Dave, what are you drinking?
I am actually drinking. I was in New York this past weekend for my 25th high school reunion. I enjoyed it very much. And I came back with some other half brewery. This is Laced in Space. This is delicious. This is great.
Laced in Spit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
And by the I'm glad Andrew said something. I have no idea what's going on with this Drake. Is it Kendrick Lamar? Andrew can say what he's drinking, and then if you'll give me like the explain like I'm five version of what's going on while I go say goodnight to my daughter.
Okay, so what are you drinking, Andrew?
I'm actually very curious about that as well. My knowledge of like rap and hip-hop, I think I've said this on the show before, but I listen, like when I first started really getting into music, it was like in the early 90s, so like Doggy Style by Snoop and Dr. Dre and Tupac and Biggie, so like that Notorious B.I.G. like those were the people and albums I was listening to. And then my transition into rock music, and I'm like kind of like all in on rock music now, but like I listened to Rage Against the Machine. That was like my gateway drug, because that was rap and rock combined, and then I was kind of on my way, and I took a hard left turn. I pivoted. So I really don't listen to that music anymore. My son is really into it. So like, I kind of pay attention a little bit just through him, but I have no idea what's going on.
Okay. Cliff Notes version, Kendrick Lamar.
I'm going to give you a really quick version. Are you listening, guys? Listen.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Wow. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Kendrick Lamar.
You actually know what's going on, Ralph?
Yes, yes. Kendrick Lamar. Hates,
you're the only one.
Hates Drake with a passion. And what happened was.
So they have a rivalry.
Yeah, Drake released a diss track. Kendrick Lamar released a diss track. Then Drake did an answer on Friday. And Kendrick Lamar, like 5 minutes after Drake released his, released an answer to Drake's because he had a mole in Drake's camp. And. Like,
mole?
He had a mole in Drake's camp.
That's
and
kind
like,
of interesting, actually.
Like, went all the way. Like,
okay, Ethan Hunt.
Pedophilia, colonizer. And basically, the his diss track is Not Like Us, which is basically telling Drake, you're not black. And it was just. And the thing is, with the Drake.
When Dave said, explain this to me like I'm five. I think I need you to explain this to me like I'm a 43 year old white male. Just for clarification, a diss track is like he has an actual song where he's insulting the other guy, right?
That's right. Okay. That's right.
Making sure.
And and Ken, the bottom line with that is Kendrick Lamar won because his diss track is amazing. And the USC.
So they keep like releasing songs.
Yeah, but they're done. Like Drake tapped out because he knows he lost. Not Like Us is going to be a hit song. It slaps. And USC, the football team USC, already released it on Twitter, the Not Like Us song from Kendrick Lamar, over their spring practice highlights. So, okay.
So is it like national consensus that Kendrick Lamar kind of has the upper hand here?
Yes,
or is there like
crazy
Team Drake that's like,
I mean,
is this
is
like
kinda,
two sides that are kind of...
I mean, it is kind of two sides, but like, Kendrick Lamar won because he's a crazy person. And he
crazier
went,
than Kanye?
I mean, it's different kind of crazy. I don't want to make it a rap. I don't want to make it a rap podcast. I can't believe that of all the white guys on this podcast, that I was the one most plugged into rap.
How do you know that, man?
I mean, I listen to, I'm trying to broaden my musical horizons because for the longest time,
hey, can you rap, Rolf?
No, the only rap
can
that I ever listened
to.
Bar?
Can you spit a bar, man?
The only rap I listened to was Beastie Boys, DMX.
Matt Ryan.
We should have a whole other podcast of Ralph explaining culture to people.
Dan Whitefredo's back, 28.3, the MVP from last week.
Thank you.
Nice.
The new MVP leader.
So anyway, the you should get into the songs. The tracks are freaking amazing. Like they are hard. They really insult each other. Was it as
harsh as the Brady roast?
It might be. We'll get to that in a minute. That's on the rundown, Dave.
Good. I didn't know that. I didn't read the rundown. But hey, Thomas, how did you like that for a short drinking segment?
That's right. You didn't read it, Dave, because I forgot to send it to you. Sorry. We got actual Saints news, Andrew. Andres Pete is finally off my TV for good.
His name is Andres.
Except when the Raiders come back to New Orleans this year, I think, or the Saints go to Vegas. Pete signed with the Raiders.
Listen, Pete,
Andrew. If people are sad that Andres Pete is gone, is that the biggest indictment of the Saints offensive line you've ever heard?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy that people are sad he's gone when all they wanted was for him to be gone the entire time he was with us. I think one thing I'm sad about, they could have had him back, right? Like when you think about the dead money like that, to me, this feels like they made a decision to move on. And I'm not sure that Pete and the offense that they kind of want to run moving forward is a good fit.
Matt Ryan!
I assumed the only rapper Ralph listened to was Eminem.
White Fredo! 28-3 again!
What?
Extending his lead. Top rope.
My favorite is going to shock y'all. I ride or die with DMX.
Who's that?
What? Really?
I love
DMX.
Oh my God. Stop. When I used to be like care
wait,
about
Thomas,
my shit,
you don't know who DMX is?
No,
when I used to
care
about my body and work out, like DMX was my guy.
I'll be honest, rap is like my least favorite genre of music, so you know, I didn't listen to it.
You know who really turned me off was Master P when I was in high school. Everyone was listening to make him say and I was like, yep, I'm out. But I loved Snoop and Dre. Dr.
Snoop
Dre.
That one I know.
I mean, back then, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So there is one thing, Dave, I'm sad about that Andres Pete is going to leave, is leaving us, Dave. And that's that we don't get to play this soundbite anymore. Thomas, hit it.
Oh, again.
Listen, Pete's got to play better.
I mean, I'm going to miss it. We should have made it a t-shirt or a bumper sticker.
Coach better. Do your job. That's what it's about.
One less person to put a blame on, right?
That's right. That's a great question. Dave, what offensive lineman, now that Pete is gone and Trevor Penning never plays, what offensive lineman are we going to hate the most?
And Trevor Penning what?
And Trevor Penning's not going to play.
No.
And Pete's gone. So what offensive lineman are we going to hate the most?
I mean, Trevor Penning could play, and if he does, that's your answer. But behind that, I don't know, James Hurst.
No, you can't hate him. He retired. Come on, give me the program.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
You forgot already, James Hurst. Forgot about him already. Jesus.
God. Well, I keep waiting for Ramczyk to retire.
Andrews Pete went to the Raiders like 2 weeks after the draft, or a week after the draft, whatever. But like, it's the Saints could have had him if they wanted. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like this is like they mutually agreed to move on, and the Saints didn't try really hard to bring him back. So
no, and we should have known.
I'm sticking with my answer of James Hurst because I'm pissed that he retired and left us like this. So I am mad at James Hurst.
So that's right. He's the leader. We should have known that.
We would have been pissed at Pete until 5 weeks into the season. We would have been relieved that he came back until five games into the season when he was out for the year, at which point we would have been pissed off all over again. So thank you, Saints, for sparing us that. I'll take my chances with someone.
It would have been, God damn it, Saints. You should have moved on from him in the offseason. You should have bit the bullet and made the hard decision, but instead you brought him back. Now he tore his pec and he played three games.
The Saints offensive line is always injured, and he is one of those guys that's always injured.
Yeah.
So he
had the weird thing though that you always said, Andrew, that like Andres Pete, he would get hurt and he would try to play through the injury. And unlike Teron Armstead, he couldn't, and he would play hurt and be terrible. I feel like he did that all the, like when me and you used to do the grades podcast, you'd mention that all the time. You'd be like, he was terrible, but he's hurt.
So, I mean, now that he's gone, I will say.
Good pick or not?
Yeah. That's what I was getting at. I think he was a good pick. You know, he went to the Pro Bowl. I'd have to look at who they passed on. In fact, I'm going to pull that up in this draft right now. What year would that have been, Ralph, that they took him?
Was he 2016 or 2020? Not 2015, because 2015 was Stephon Anthony. Or was it the Stephon Anthony draft? Was it they picked Pete and Anthony, right?
They did, yeah.
So it was. It was 2015.
So he was drafted in 2015, yeah.
And so who did they pass to pick Andres Pete?
Well, remember at the time they had Armstead, so they didn't really need to take him.
Well, he was going to be right. They wanted him to be the right tackle, which he could never do.
And he couldn't do it. Yeah. So yeah. I don't think you could ever say that a guy that's been to multiple Pro Bowls is a bust.
They wanted Trey Waynes in that draft, I remember. There
were times where he played pretty well.
Do you know who that is, Trey Waynes?
Oh, remember Ralph? So I remember doing a podcast on this now. It's all coming back to me. I was crushed that Danny Shelton was picked, a pick before him. Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah, wanted Danny Shelton. I remember
that. Yeah.
The Saints wanted Danny Shelton.
You know, I mean, if you look at the guys that went right after him, Devontae Parker, the receiver, he didn't do much.
Bust.
Melvin Gordon, the running back. I mean, he was good, but like, meh. Kevin Johnson, the corner, meh. Arik Armstead, he was pretty good, right?
Yeah, he was great.
Marcus Peters, the corner, was an option.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Bud Dupree, that was a guy that everybody wanted the Saints to take.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
He didn't really. Yeah, I'm not seeing a ton of people here where I'm like, oh, they should have taken that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Donovan Smith was the next tackle taken at 34 by the Bucks. DJ Humphreys, he was pretty good. So, I think DJ Humphreys, or in hindsight, you know, there's probably two tackles. Yeah. They were a better pick than Pete. But I don't know. When I'm looking at these names, it's not like I see someone where I'm like, man, they really screwed the pooch here.
I mean,
this draft, like, low-key kind of blows. Like, Jameis Winston was first overall. Marcus Mariota, Dante Fowler. Those are your top three picks. Kevin White was picked seventh.
Saints legend.
Yeah. So this draft really wasn't that great.
Kev, I mean, Dave, sorry. That's the worst thing I've ever said to you, Dave.
Don't ever do that again.
if I told you, what would you give for Trevor Penning to salvage his career and become as good as Andres Pete? What would you be willing to sacrifice to make that happen?
I would give up your Minxie cat for that to happen.
You were right, Dave.
The
diabetes is back.
Yes! I knew.
Wait, you're excited about this?
Yeah, you're excited.
No, I just knew it. He's never that. That cat is going to be diabetic for the rest of its life. Yeah. Suck it.
the diabetes has returned.
Called that one.
I might exchange. Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
Final thought on the final thought on the offensive line, and I want both of you to answer. Man. And this you can shoot down my theory if you want, Andrew. But I think the Saints offensive line, moving on from Pete, they're better off because it'll make them have to play different guys. And Pete, like you said, probably going to get hurt anyway. Now, Salvadori, or how do you say it?
Saldiveri.
Yuda, the guy they got from Minnesota. Like, I think they're
0% chance Ralph just pronounced that correctly.
is there less than zero? I just think they're better off without. I think without Pete, they're better off. And Dave, they're better off because maybe the offensive line will work out, but also maybe it'll be a disaster and it'll get Dennis Allen fired. Like because they don't have Pete, they're less likely to be meh and be like 8-9. It'll all come together, they'll be really good, or it'll all fall apart and they'll be terrible. Either one of those is perfectly fine with me. So the Saints are better off without Andres Pete there. I said it.
Okay.
I have a few examples. Like I was thinking of when Stinchcomb like abruptly retired and Zach Strief got thrown into the fire and he just had to play. And I remember when Jamal Brown went down with an injury out for the year.
German Bushrod
forced to play, thrown into the fire. Like, we'll see what you got. This might be a weird example for some, but when Will Smith tore his ACL, Junior Gallette, I know, you know, he's kind of controversial, but like he was incredible that year. We came in for Will Smith and we're like, all right, Junior Gallette's starting outside linebacker now. And he had double digit sacks that year and a 3-4 defense for Rob Ryan. So I guess the point I'm making is sometimes you kind of stick with the incumbent veteran and you never really get a chance to see what you have in the guys behind them because you just keep starting them. And so my expectations are low for this offensive line, if I'm being honest. Wow. I mean, obviously, I think Fuaga's going to be awesome. I'm really excited about that pick. Trevor Penning, I'm not excited about. We'll see. Saldiveri, I mean, there's a lot of guys just like, we'll just see what happens. I feel somewhat stable in Ruiz. I feel really good about McCoy. But there's a lot of questions to answer. And more likely than not, the Saints offensive line will be poor this year. They're going to have to be coached up. Someone's going to have to step up. But, you know, like sometimes you got to move on from the guys that are underperforming and always injured. And I'm at the point with Pete where I would rather see what's behind door number two.
Dave, more annoying, the fact that Kevin is not on the podcast yet, hopped into the chat and is still bitching and complaining about how the Saints didn't pick up enough offensive linemen in the draft. Or is it more annoying that Andrew just keeps winning the UDFA Sun draft?
Oh, yeah.
That is deception! Matt Ryan!
Saints happy hour rap names. Ralph is MC Cripple. Juju is Lil Bougie. Kevin is Dr. Trey Down. Dave is Mr. Big Shop. And Thomas is the Polish producer.
That is great.
Like that. That is a good
movie. Your boy,
who set that in?
2018.
Oh, good job.
That might be the best voice text to voice we've ever had.
Yeah.
Fucking fire. Yeah.
So we're what, like $10 away?
And 10 cents.
MC Cripple is a good rap name.
What is that? $10 and 10 cents?
Yeah. Exactly.
I was going to say, I was just going back to the whole Andrus Pete thing and putting a bow on it. You know, Ralph, you said there were going to be two situations. It's either going to go really well or really poorly. First of all, if I was betting, I would bet on the latter and it's going to go poorly. but honestly, what I really think is going to happen is it'll be right there in the middle. Oh. And that's, and DA will stick around and the Saints will be middling. And I think that's really the worst. Honestly, that's the worst case scenario.
Yeah, it is. Give me 5-12 or 12-5. That's what
God, I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that.
Like, I'm actually fully on board with that statement.
Because here's the thing. I can either enjoy DA getting fired with everybody else on the Twitters. It can be like when a country overthrows, a third world country overthrows the dictator. We'll celebrate it. We'll drag his body through the streets. Or
like Caesar.
I can... Or, Dave, I can laugh at all the Saints fans.
Oh, it's a deception! Matt Ryan!
Ralphie, stand up and get crunk.
Wow.
Yeah, who got Gopher?
Thank you, Matt Gopher. The jersey's on the way. So what am I drinking? Am I drinking the Amaro Montenegro?
Amaro Montenegro, yeah.
Isn't that the choice of the person in first place?
Fredo. White Fredo is the MVP currently.
So White Fredo, what do you want?
No, okay, hold on. I think.
Oh, God, it smells like off.
It's Wild Fredo, right?
What?
Wild Fredo, what? Yeah.
White Fredo.
No,
see, Wild.
Yes, you need to do a better job, Thomas. I know you're not... English is not your first language, but we got to get that L in there because for a long time, it sounds like you've been saying White Fredo and you've even gotten Ralph saying White Fredo.
Wait. Speak American, Thomas.
Jesus.
So what's it going to be?
All right, Mr. Cariello. Okay.
What's it going to be, Wild
Teacher.
Fredo?
I'm Italian.
Montenegro or Dr. McGillicuddy Cherry? What's the verdict, Tom? White Fredo.
Wild Fredo in the chat.
Is the new David Carr.
Montenegro. Montenegro.
Okay. It smells like off. I'm really afraid of this. Oh, God.
Afredo. Are you afraid of?
I drink it. Bugs won't bite me.
Just shut up and drink it. What does it smell like? Oh, too late.
He already said, man.
Glug.
Oh! Mm. Christ, it tastes like off. Ugh. You ever get off, like, sprayed in your mouth? Ugh.
No? Never? Why have you gotten off sprayed in your mouth?
You never had, like, your mom when you were a kid in a rage just, like, spray it down and it gets all in?
Yeah. You keep your mouth closed. You
give me the rating, Ralph.
Oh, 8. It's bad, ooh, though. Like, it's bad. Like, it's got that. It's,
8,
you know,
and a half?
Yeah.
8.5. Mike. Hey, Sally, I need assistance. God. That is horrible. Like, why would this, Dave, you said it was an after dinner drink? Who would drink this foulness after dinner?
I gotta say, Ralph, you've been, with that board behind you, you've been hiding the fatheads for a while, but I see a little Nathan Peterman fathead kind of peeking out right there.
Spencer Rattler.
Oh, boy.
Spencer Rattler fathead. We're ready to go. Speaking of the drafts, the Saints draft is over, but the UDFA signings might be the best chance to have multiple guys make the roster that we've had in a while because the roster sucks. Dave, we have to end the Juge dynasty. Like, I don't care. I don't need to win.
This is the year.
But we got I tried to cheat him out of it by using his information against him, and he still beat us. We have to defeat Juju in the UDFA Sun Draft. Thomas, put up the UDFA.
Well, hold on. I don't see the Irish. First of all, I don't see the Irish kicker in here.
Oh, we don't. That's right. Does he
count? He was signed before the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't he technically a UDFA or no?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess technically if you wanted to. I mean, you could go and you think he could upset.
Ralph, pronounce the last name on the bottom left there. The bottom left name there. The offensive guard.
Nordwin Nueli? I have
maybe.
No idea.
I mean, maybe that's French. Maybe that's French, Juge.
This list is really interesting. I gotta say, like Holker,
We got a couple Raz gods in here.
Yeah, they got
Isaiah Stallbird.
They got the
Kyle Sheets, the receiver.
Holy Sheets.
And Tipton from Yale.
And then you got a punter, an Aussie Rules punter that's, you know, our Aussie Rules punter last year wasn't so great. So,
yeah,
should I go punter back to back?
Yeah. That would be, if you win drafting punters back to back, I swear to God.
That would be ridiculous because that means each punter replaced the other one, which is back. How would you, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I have to say, not that it always matters, but they gave Holker a decent amount. They gave Rico Payton a decent amount.
Rico
Payton sounds like Sean Payton's alter ego in a bad car insurance commercial.
Look at the Razzes.
Yeah, I see that.
Rico Payton sounds like a Breaking Bad character.
Yeah. Uncle Rico.
I'm conflicted here. We've got Sincere Haynesworth from Tulane on here. I think, you know, he's offensive line, so the door's wide open. He's got a chance. But I need to do my research on the other guys because I really do want to win, and I'm not willing
to take...
Let's
not forget you passed on a Tulane player last year, so yeah. we're talking about back-to-back years.
What's the draft order this year? We know Andrew goes last.
Well, yeah.
I think I'm first or second. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys remember who you picked?
I picked...
no idea.
I picked a defensive end from Ohio State.
Oh, I picked Shaq Davis?
Jason Champagne. Who did we pick?
All right, well, Shaq Davis made the practice squad. So I think Dave... probably did better.
Oh, yeah. Dave, you are not first or second. Oh, my dude no. didn't make the team.
I picked Orgy, the linebacker, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, he made the active roster and played a little special teams, right?
Whoa.
Yeah. So I would say Ralph is ahead of Dave. Sorry, Dave, you're picking ahead of Ralph.
Yeah.
Right.
Thomas, do you know who you picked?
Jason Champagne helped me out. I only remember that was a defensive end from Ohio
Kevin,
State.
Kevin, I remember, picked some guard that never even made the practice squad.
Yeah.
So it's either me or
Kevin. I'm going to say...
So I'm third.
Pending Thomas and remembering who he picked.
Right.
I think it's Kevin, Dave, Ralph, me.
Yeah, I think Holker, Rico Payton, and maybe... Sheets or you're like your top three.
I think we should put it to a vote who picks first between Kevin and Thomas.
Wait, let me look at the list. There were I think Kevin picked Alex Pilstrom.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
If I remember correctly.
That's gotta be the first pick.
Who the fuck did I pick?
Yes, no, it's between me and Thomas.
Oh, you know, Ralph picked a linebacker.
Yeah. Terrible, but I mean.
But
the Irish kicker, like, Groupie wasn't great last year. Like, I mean, I felt like he made most of the kicks, but every time that man lined up for a kick, I never was, like, confident at all. And I feel like the only time they really needed him to make a kick, he did it.
I feel like kicker and punter are both in play. Yeah. Those are solid choices this year.
And Hayball,
there's also that little 5'7" kick returner, Jermaine Jackson, right?
Yeah. We can make Jackson 5 jokes for the old.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And the Saints have a good like Deontay Hardy, Rashid Shaheed, like the Saints have a good track record of like finding like UDFA return guys. So
also, I feel like the Saints are always good at defensive tackle with UDFAs. Yep, like, they always get a good one. There's this guy, Kyler Baugh, 8.56 Raz.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he would be a sleeper pick in here.
Yeah, that's another – you got to look, too, at, like, their Raz, their – like, and also, like, their pathway to, like, making the team, you know? Right. So this is interesting. like Rico Payton, though, Dave, is calling my name.
With Jerron Cage from Ohio State, was that who you took?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, he did nothing. So, yeah, I think let's make Alden Marinia says I'm throwing red herrings already. I think we make everyone vote. Does Thomas or Kevin get the first pick?
Kevin's not here. Thomas picks first. Done.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, that's the order. It's done. Thomas first, Thomas Kevin second, Dave third, Ralph fourth, me fifth.
God, we gotta.
I'm gonna eat you.
That's fucking illegal.
All over again. Fifth pick, baby.
I swear.
So let's transition. Oh, Thomas, give us a donation update.
All right, we already reached one donation goal. Let's reach the second one. We are
McGillicuddy.
About $70 away. Wild Fredo is in the lead.
Thank
still
you, Wild
with
Fredo.
56.6. Second place, your boy Allen.
Your
and
boy.
Third, who that golfer?
And one thing we're going to do that's going to be really fun in the summer is we are going to have the patrons. For the swag item for the football season, you guys are going to get to vote on what it's going to be. We're currently working on that. It's going to be amazing what the options we have. So let's transition.
And just so you know, Ralph, Kevin is in the chat, and he is very unhappy with your decision.
He should have showed up tonight. Then he wouldn't have those problems. Let's transition from one dynasty, Andrew's fake UDFA Sun dynasty, to another, Tom Brady. Dave, he got roasted on Netflix, and I got to say, this roast, I had low expectations for it. I didn't think it was going to be that, but it was freaking amazing. And he was kind of a bitch, telling Jeff Ross not to make any more Robert Kraft massage jokes. But they had some, they had some great, just Tom Brady got destroyed. This is, one of my favorites. Thomas, play that.
You retired. And then you were tired again. I mean, I get it. It's hard to walk away from something that's not your pregnant girlfriend. To be fair, he didn't know she was pregnant. He just thought she was getting fat. And Tom hates fat. I mean, do you guys know about his diet program? It is so strict. But if you follow it exactly as he does, you too can lose your family.
I mean it was strong.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I didn't. Was that
savage, my God.
Well, Andrew, you didn't watch it. I mean, that was kind of the theme of the most of the night. I mean, it started with Kevin Hart, and I was surprised. I got to say, I'm not really a Tom Brady lover or fan, but I was
who
impressed
is,
that
man?
He was
– Come on.
That Well, Boston fans, you know, people in Boston and in Michigan, the New England area.
Yeah.
You think our cousin is from Boston?
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
On the hotline.
You know, I give him credit for taking those kind of jokes. You know, I thought it was funny. I think it was Kevin Hart or whatever who was like, you know, you gave up your whole family to go 8-9. Like, I didn't watch it all the way to Nikki Glaser, but obviously, I'm assuming that it was losing your family jokes the entire way through. What was that about? Does he already have a girlfriend who's pregnant?
No, it was his first wife.
Oh,
I don't think they were ever married.
They weren't. Bridget Moynihan.
But yeah, he got her pregnant and then left.
Was a lot of Aaron Hernandez jokes. It was.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Jeff Ross was. If I would have known Jeff Ross was involved in it, I'd be like, oh, it's going to be good. But I didn't realize that when
Jeff Ross is like the head of the roasting club or the Friars club or whatever.
Yeah. He's,
like,
he's the one that brought up the massage stuff, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Brady's a bitch for telling him to knock it off. Like, I mean,
I do. It's a roast.
He's trying to be a good.
Sit
he's trying
and
to
take it.
It's Brady's roast. It's not Kraft's roast.
Doesn't matter. Anybody that goes to a roast is free game. That's how you dominate the roast. You go in and you just savage everyone and then you leave. So here's my question. Is there a current or former Saint that would be the most reckless roast, and why is the answer Sean Payton? Who do we want to host and who is speaking at the God. Sean Payton roast?
God, I mean, Sean Payton.
Well, Joe Bid is the master of ceremonies.
Yeah.
I'd say you got to let all the media members in and let them go to town.
Yeah.
Like for years of all the crap he's put them
Who's
through.
The guy that investigated the medicine cabinet?
Santini. Jeff Santini.
You got to have seen Santini. You know, I mean, it depends how wild you want to go. I don't think Sean Payton would let him do. I don't think Sean.
No
Payton
way. Would let him do.
Larry Holder would be amazing if he.
Jeff Duncan.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to roast Jeff Duncan.
Yeah, I want to be at the Sean Payton roast just so I can insult Jeff Duncan. We don't have it on here, but maybe we'll put it back.
That would be funny if you're like, I know that I'm supposed to be roasting Sean Payton right now, but I'm going to roast Jeff Duncan instead.
Yeah. You think Michael Thomas wouldn't get invited, but would find his way there?
Yes.
I just said, but the roast was fun. I wish Dave, that was my final.
We got to finish it.
I wish more people would do it. It's the roasts are awesome.
You know? You think it's more people? It's this issue of people not willing to do it, or it's an issue of only certain people are worthy of being roasted.
I think it's a mix of both. I think it's a mix of both. Comedy Central had their roast. I mean, they had big people. I mean, they had. Trump got roasted.
Jeselnik did that one. Jeselnik made his name with that one.
You know,
Jason Champagne said Kevin Hauser. Poof.
Oh, Mike Carney. Mike Carney's your closer.
For Sean Payton.
For Payton.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
He's the closer. If CDW
maybe
says
Cam Jordan
would
he's
Sean
good
Payton,
on the mic.
He would simply apologize to him after every joke.
What about Cam Jordan?
Cam Jordan would be amazing.
What about Greg Williams? Do we
he's good
Greg
on the mic.
Williams?
Dr. Heat?
Dr. Heat! Yeah.
Can he get away from his XFL duties?
Shots fired.
Buddy D got roasted, and everybody at the end was like, yeah, we love Buddy D, and it was really hard to make fun of him. Went up there and was like, assholes, you say it's really hard to say mean things about Buddy D, not me. And Jim Mora just lit into Buddy D. So it's amazing. It was amazing.
Your boy Allen with the ultimate answer, Benjamin Albright.
we might need to do a bracket of the Sean Payton roasters.
Damn, another
by
one?
The way, Jesus. By the way, we're getting close to deciding on our bracket topic.
I thought we did.
We did. Well, it's one hit wonders.
I didn't decide on this.
I sent it to you guys and you didn't respond.
What are you talking about? When did you send this?
I texted it to you all. I texted it. It was like 20 names of like Saints one hit wonders.
When was this?
I don't remember this.
Yeah. Last year. He sent it to me again, though, Thomas.
Because you.
When? Give me a date.
Probably last week sometime.
I'm going back in our text thread?
Group text, yes.
I'm going back. Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah,
I did. See, you people.
It was on Wednesday. It was on Wednesday.
I don't know how I missed this.
You people, y'all are just unplugged.
You sent this right when tennis practice was starting.
So. No. It says file this. Oh, it says okay. Well, this is confusing. Bracket idea for this year. File this away for next year.
Yeah,
one hit wonders.
I tried to edit it. It was too late. I mean, listen. If we don't do it, if people have better ideas.
You know why I missed it? You know why?
Did you notice that on here instead of Manti Te'o, it says Manti Ty?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, there you go.
I was also wondering who that was.
No, you know why I missed it? Because Kevin Held immediately followed your text up with something
don't
personal.
Don't read it.
No, yet. I'm not going to. But with something personal.
I'm looking at it too.
And I think all the focus went to that.
Kevin Jr. on the way.
Yeah, that really did pull my attention away. Because yeah, I remember
you
this text right below it,
and
that
fat right. girls.
That one got my attention.
Yeah, yeah.
So Plan that was just B situation.
Yeah, you got subverted by Kevin there.
Plan B.
Oh, got okie doke by Kevin. But yeah, we're working on the bracket. I mean, the thing is, it's hard to top the Drew Brees. Worst decision or the Jim Mora bracket.
Imagine if
we
got sponsored by the Plan B pharmaceutical or something.
Hey, man.
They do. I don't think they market.
Kevin would be, you know.
Hey, man. Dave, did you know we have like 20 female patrons? Plan B, we could.
I know one of them personally. She sits in front of me at all the games.
Yeah.
And the other one's my mom. So yeah. I know at least two of them.
So
10%.
The bracket's coming along. We'll get to the we'll do the bracket as soon as they announce that we've three-peated for Louisiana podcast of the year. We'll start the bracket.
When does that decision come?
I don't think so, Rolf. Last year we announced in August, so I think that's too late.
Oh well, yeah. So I thought it was earlier than that. So Thomas, let's get to questions, the mailbag. And by the way, people. Send in your questions because we'll use them for the mailbag that me and Dave will do later. Me and Kevin did a special draft mailbag. You send in the questions, we use them. And it's another reason to get in the Discord. We have an entire channel dedicated to questions that we use on the show or we just answer when you guys ask. So Thomas, before that, get a ticket to the top so I can give the people finger gun.
Yeah, before I hit ticket to the top, we had a trivia ready for this episode, but it's gonna look strange when Kevin's not here, so we are skipping trivia this week and we are saving it for next week.
I thought we did Saints trivia, not nurse trivia.
Yeah, it's Saints trivia. It's Saints trivia. You're gonna see why next week.
Wow. I'm just saying he's not when y'all don't show up, I get mad and I take shots.
That's good.
And I'm still trying to get Morten Anderson on the show.
I'm going to get another beer.
So, Thomas, what's first up?
All right, so many amazing questions this week. I'm going to be taking one question from the Twitch chat, though. So post your questions in the chat, guys. First question from Saints Rabito. He asks, if you could choose only one, would you rather improve the ace? This is a fire question. Improve the ace, public speaking and personality. Give Cam Jordan a fountain of youth, aka good COVID, or make Derek Carr a better quarterback?
That's a fire question, Andrew.
Well, look, DA's public speaking, and I'd rather him call a good defense, you know, then improve his public speaking and personality. So, I mean, yeah, I think make Derek Carr a better quarterback is where I would go. I mean, Cam Jordan, like, fountain of youth for a year. I mean, to me, it's just like quarterback is so impactful on your ability to win. I would go there.
I mean, like, here's the thing is Derek, well, here's my question, I guess. Is Derek Carr, is he a better quarterback just for a year? Because if you got like peak Cam Jordan, like 15 sacks, that might be almost as impactful as like if Derek Carr went from like the 14th best quarterback to the 10th best quarterback. Like, how much better are we talking for Derek Carr?
I mean, this first option, that's a throwaway. I mean, why do we want his DA's public speaking personality to be like this? We get content from him being an idiot in public.
That's right.
True.
We don't want that. So this is between the last two. This is between Cam Jordan and Derek Carr. I would say Derek Carr. I think Derek Carr
coach
being
better.
A better quarterback.
Do your job. Well, that's what it's about.
You're right. It doesn't say how much better.
Cam Jordan being awesome one more time would be so much fun, though. Like Derek Carr being good isn't fun. Cam Jordan being good is.
No, I disagree. I mean, quarterback being good is always fun.
Maybe.
Yeah, that means winning.
Yeah.
Does it, though? I saw Drew Brees go 7-9 a bunch of times when he was really good. What's next, Thomas?
All right, next question. Come on, guys, questions in the chat.
Yeah.
Next question from Saint Stompicus. With Dave and Kevin going on apeshit rants with increasing frequency, is there any truth to the rumors that the podcast is in negotiations with the makers of Xanax for a sponsorship deal?
Xanax, no. Zoloft, maybe. Didn't hear it from me.
Xanax is going to sponsor. They're going to sponsor the penalty box, and we're just going to hit the Xanax button, and it's going to mute Dave automatically. It's coming for 2024. By the way, if you are out there and you have a business and you want to sponsor the Saints Happy Hour, contact us. We can make your dreams come true. We move product. Proven fact. So just saying. Thomas, what's next?
All right, that was a fast question. Next question from Aldi Mourinho. He asks, would you endure having to work as a janitor at Mercedes-Benz Stadium while wearing a Saints jersey as long as the Falcons lose horribly every game you are in the stadium?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I would not.
Have you been to the bathrooms?
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Superdome, I feel like I'll take my chances.
Here's the thing.
No, thank you.
I want Atlanta to be so. I want the Michael Penix pick to be such a disaster. I almost want that more than I want the Saints to win. Almost.
The thing is, can you even watch the games, or are you stuck cleaning toilets?
That's true. Like, if I can't watch the games, then no.
Why are you wearing a Saints jersey while you're cleaning the bathroom? Like, that's what I don't get. Like,
yeah, that's not really a perk, you know? That's not really selling me on the either or. Like, why does my attire matter?
Hey, you get to clean up shit, but you get to wear your favorite Drew Brees jersey.
I mean, it's the Falcons Stadium, so, you know, right?
I'd probably get shanked.
Oh!
It's the Falcons Stadium, guys. Okay.
Oh, Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
It's not the Superdome.
Okay, I get it. No.
Here's a
question. Wait, that makes it worse. Now you're cleaning up shit.
That makes it worse.
Falcons fans yelling.
Yeah. Because
I think I'd rather clean up the shit of Saints fans than Falcons fans.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No.
Like I've seen some absolute bathroom disasters in the 600 level of the Superdome. it'd be terrifying.
Yeah, like it depends on like what bathroom am I assigned? Like, is it one of like the bunker club? And maybe
all the stadium bathrooms are freaking awful. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'll take my chances.
So Jason Champagne asked a great question. What Saints draft pick would you make if you could make one Saints draft pick this year, a Hall of Famer? You can't be Rattler, though. Can't be the quarterback. Who would it be?
Hall of Famer?
Wait, what?
Hall of Famer, yeah.
Fuaga.
Yeah.
I have to say Bub Means, just because it would be fun to be able to say Bub Means is awesome for a decade.
For years and years.
Yeah. But Fuaga would be a good.
You would rather a Hall of Fame receiver than a Hall of Fame left tackle?
Yeah, I feel like a Hall of Fame. I mean, they need a tackle. I get it. I get it.
The receiver is more fun.
More receivers, more fun.
Yeah, I get that.
Like Willie Rofe, he was great. Right, he's a Hall of Fame tackle. But like, was he fun? His funnest thing was his scandal off the field.
This is why Kevin needs to be on this show. He says, with Dave's tickets, he gets a personal attendant to wipe his ass for him.
That's right. I mean,
now it makes sense why he refuses to be a janitor.
Oh, Wild Fredo says Kool-Aid being a Hall of Famer.
Nola Fredo says Dave gets access to Gail's Japanese toilet.
Yeah, Kool-Aid would be a Hall of Famer. We could play this all the time. I mean, we could do that soundbite over and over and over again. I take it back. The answer is Kool-Aid.
Why are we not just using the "oh yeah" soundbite?
I mean, it's there.
Yeah, Jason Champagne has a good one. He wants to go with Ezirim, you know, the seventh round pick. I forget how you pronounce that, but he's saying he's banking on Fuaga being good. So if the other tackle's a Hall of Famer too, then you get two good ones. So I like that answer.
You're doubling down on the
he's meta gaming.
I like that idea.
The answer.
So Thomas, what's next?
You know what? I'm gonna take the first question that
Oppenheimer just copied him, basically.
I'm gonna reward the first question that was asked by Jerry. He asks, "Who will the
gold,
Saints
Jerry, gold?
Who will be the first Saints? Who will be the Saints' first opponent once the schedule release come out next Wednesday?" So he wants you to predict.
Probably the Broncos, right?
I mean, no. I said to you on the pregame behind the scenes podcast, which is always gold content, especially last week where Thomas told a story about how he got drunk on a bicycle. Another reason to become a patron, kids. I'm telling you, Saints Broncos is a sad Amazon Prime Thursday night game in October. They just book it. They're not gonna put Saints Broncos on Sunday night or Monday night to start the season. It's going to be a primetime game, but it's not going to be.
I feel like the opener has been an NFC South opponent a good amount, no?
Yeah.
That's why I'm going with Falcons. Start off with a bang. Like 10 years ago.
It could also be something lame like the Giants, right? Or do you think it'll be more of a banger?
I mean, we usually got the lame stuff.
How much do the networks, the nation, give a damn about Kirk Cousins playing for the Falcons? I don't, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the Saints do play the Chiefs this year in Kansas City. There's no way they would make that the opener, right? The only reason I ask that is because I feel like Goodell's like, fucking put it, like, make the Saints 0-1. Like, just put them out there. 0-1. Let's go.
Man, that's like,
yeah, Ralph,
that's...
we're not talking about prime time. We're just talking about the first game of the season. We're not talking about prime time.
I mean, Saints Chief opening, that would be Jesus. I mean, just pencil.
Honestly, let's
put
just get it.
Put 0-1.
I don't know why I want to say Eagles.
Eagles?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I think your games of week one, like the Saints,
Bucks, maybe.
I'm gonna say Falcons. When was the last time they played Falcons opening week?
Like 6-7 years ago.
No. I went to it in Atlanta.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago
when Jameis broke his back.
Jameis game. I think that's
a crazy comeback.
I think pain everywhere.
I think that's a
where does it hurt everywhere.
just pain everywhere.
Warguts says we're gonna play the Eagles and we'll play the Eagles before Hurts gets injured. Yeah, he'll look amazing. So what's next, Thomas?
That's it.
Okay.
All right.
Speaking of Jameis, did you guys see that video where he's like interviewing the fish on the boat? That is some of the strangest content.
He was on, I have not seen that. That sounds
he was like
strange.
Fishing on a boat and like they're reeling in these big fish and he's just being real goofy and he's like, "What do you think about just getting caught by the guy?" You know, and he's sticking the mic in the fish's face and it was just so weird.
Jameis is
just really strange.
Jameis was on
Theo Von's podcast.
He's gonna by the end of the year, he's gonna be starting for the Browns.
Was that the podcast where he talked about how he couldn't watch too much Looney Tunes because it made him a little weird or something?
I don't know.
Made him a little too hyper.
That tracks
for Jameis. It does.
Considering the story you just told about him talking to a fish.
I know, Saints fans love him and his teammates love him. So, like, I gotta be honest, I don't get it. I think he's so weird.
Yeah, but he's
that's
like,
why we love him.
He's like weird in a neutral, fun way, not weird like in a
that's
creepy.
True.
In
what a, if he true. Spoke to a crab instead of a fish, Juju?
That would be better.
If he spoke to a crab, that would have been amazing. Because then he could have referenced stealing the crab legs, and he could have been like, "Hey, crab, I'm going to steal your crab legs again." Thomas, review everybody who donated, and let's thank them for donating during the show.
All right, guys. We are on a 40-week donation streak, by the way. Great. Thanks to everyone who donated. Thanks to Real Uncle Mitty. Thanks to Hulat Gopher, to your boy Alan, and to the MVP for the second time. I mean, first time this off-season, but second straight week. Who is? The one and only Wild Fredo.
Thank you, Wild Fredo. I blame Thomas for me butchering your name, but you might be the new David Carr. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, blame the Polak.
Blame the Polak. Back weeks, kind of. He's setting the standard.
He's setting the standard.
I like it.
But I have to say, like, I'm incredibly pumped to be able to
give
Hachijana
a run for his money.
Go to a Saints game with a patron this year. Hopefully the Saints will be good and entertaining, and it won't be some sort of like, or you know what? It could be just as fun if they're
Ralph
like two
will
and
make it entertaining.
I'll make it, but if Andrew, if they're like 2-11, by then we'll just be rooting for DA to get fired, and we'll want a top five pick, so we'll be hate watching our own team. So it could be, even if they're terrible, it could still be fun, right?
Yeah.
Final question, then we'll get out. When was the last time we hate-watched the Saints? It's been a long time. Like
what? The entire 2024 season? I mean, sorry, 23 season?
No, where I you mean, were like...
2005 was absolutely miserable. I mean, it was absolutely...
Yeah, but yeah. But that
we
was...
We wanted Reggie Bush.
That was the, no, but that was the Katrina season, and yeah, I don't think we were really hate... Yeah, we weren't hating...
No, but I remember watching them play the Lions on Christmas Eve, and I was like, you better not freaking win this game. You better not win this game and pick sixth instead of second. You better lose this game. And they did it. They had a miracle come from ahead defeat.
I definitely hate watch the defense in a couple of those Sean Payton seasons. The Spagnuolo year.
The last Ditka year was a lot of hate watch.
Oh God!
We
yes,
like, got, that we, team like, so we bad. Get, we gotta get him up out of here.
Yeah,
Bulky said yesterday in the chat.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
So, anyway, guys, thanks for listening and supporting Saints Happy Hour. Please go to saintshappyhour.com, become a patron, and support the show. And find us wherever you get your podcasts if you want to listen to the free version or on YouTube. We can't do this without your guys' support. Thanks to Dave. Thanks to Andrew. Kevin, I guess I'll thank him because he did show up in the chat. So fine, Kevin, I'll thank you. And Thomas, the best producer on earth, running the show back in Poland. Remember, kids, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, you ought to support the one that wins awards. Until next time, the bar is closed.